Welcome to Gospel in Life. Thank you for joining as we go through this special series of meditations by Tim Keller, Trusting God in Difficult Times. This new series is meant to encourage you to trust God more deeply and to meditate on His Word and what it promises to give you strength and hope in difficult times. And now here's today's meditation.
Title: It All Ends in Praise. Let me just read you Psalm 150, the last of the Psalms, very brief. Praise the Lord. Praise God in His sanctuary. Praise Him in His mighty heavens. Praise Him for His acts of power. Praise Him for His surpassing greatness. Praise Him with the sounding of the trumpet. Praise Him with the harp and lyre. Praise Him with timbrel and dancing. Praise Him with the strings and pipe. Praise Him with the clash of cymbals. Praise Him with resounding cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Now, this is the last of all the Psalms, and it tells us about praise. Where should God be praised? Everywhere. Praise Him in His sanctuary, praise Him in His mighty heavens. That's praise Him inside the church, you might say, and outside the church, that's everything. So where should be praised? Everywhere. Why should we praise Him? For everything. It says in verse 2, praise Him for His acts of power, praise Him for His surpassing greatness. Now, don't just praise Him for what He's done, praise Him for who He is. Where should we praise Him? Everywhere. Why should we praise Him? For everything. How should we praise Him? In every way. Praise Him with the trumpet, the harp, the lyre, the dancing, timbrel, cymbals. And finally, who should praise Him? Everyone. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. You say, okay, that's nice. That sounds very upbeat. But it's very important to understand that this is the last of all the Psalms. If you read through the Psalms, there's grief. There's anger. Probably one-third of the Psalms are lamentations. At least one-third of the Psalms are just filled with agony and unhappiness. And yet at the very end, the last five Psalms are praise Psalms, and this last one is the ultimate praise Psalms. And this is what the Psalter is saying. This is what the Bible is saying. All prayer, in the end, ends in praise. You confess your sins, it ends eventually, in spite of the sorrow of that, it ends in the joy of forgiveness. You lament and you cry out to God, it will end in the joy of resting more in Him. And of course, praise itself. The Bible says the more we see Him as He is, the more we become like Him. 2 Corinthians 3 says we're transformed from one degree of splendor to the next as we gaze on His beauty, as we contemplate Him. 1 John 3:1 says, that when we see Him, we'll be like Him when we see Him as He is. The more we praise Him, the more we become like Him. The more we confess, the more we move toward praise eventually. The more we lament, the more we move toward praise. Do you understand that idea? If you stay with God, and if you process everything in prayer, everything, it always ends in praise. Eugene Peterson's great book answering God. It's a book on the Psalms. He says this about Psalm 150, and I'll just end with this long quote. Peterson writes, quote, Psalm 150 does not stand alone. Four more hallelujah psalms are inserted in front of it so that it becomes the fifth of five psalms that conclude the Psalter. These five hallelujah psalms are extraordinarily robust. This means no matter how much we suffer, no matter how much our doubts, no matter how angry we get, no matter how many times we have asked in desperation, how long, O Lord? Prayer always develops finally into praise. Everything finds its way to the doorstep of praise. This is not to say that other prayers are inferior to praise, only that all prayer pursued far enough becomes praise. Don't rush it. It may take years, decades even, before certain prayers arrive at the hallelujahs at Psalm 146 to 150. Not every prayer is capped off with praise. In fact, most prayers of the Psalter as a true guide do not cap off with praise. But prayer is always reaching toward praise and will finally arrive there. So our lives will be filled out in goodness. Earth and heaven eventually meet in an extraordinary conjunction. Clashing cymbals announce the glory, blessing, amen. Hallelujah.
And now here's Tim and Kathy Keller for a short time of Q&A on today's meditation.
One of the things that caught my attention was in that long quote you read from Eugene Peterson, where it says it may take years, decades even, before certain prayers arrive at hallelujahs. And I wonder, have you ever done this? I'm not even sure who told me about doing it, but one of the ways that you can keep track of those so that you don't lose the praise, because if years go by between praying a prayer and getting to the hallelujah, you could forget you even prayed it, is to keep a prayer journal.
Yeah.
Where you write down the prayer and the date you prayed it, and then you have another column, which might be empty for a really long time, where you record the date and the answer that God finally gave. And you look at that maybe once a year and fill it in. And then I've got things that it did take decades before I saw the answer, when we were praying for our sons and their marriages back when they were in elementary school.
Right.
But that's one of the ways that you can keep track of the things that God has answered you, so that you don't lose the praise over that long span of time that it might take.
Yeah, I write everything down in my journals, but I write down what I'm praying for. One of the reasons I don't necessarily feel like I need to write down, have that second column, is because when I look back on the old journals, I would say now, because we're as old as we are, probably 80% of them, I either look back and say, hallelujah, because it actually did happen. It's exactly it. But in many, many other cases, I say hallelujah because it doesn't seem as important as it used to. The thing I wanted was actually probably not all that wise or necessary. At the time, I thought it was absolutely necessary. Hallelujah to his wisdom, that he's wiser than I am, that he didn't give it. So sometimes hallelujah, you gave it. Sometimes hallelujah, you're wise enough to give it. And then in many, many cases, hallelujah, because even though you never gave that to me, I can see good things that happen in my life because of it.
If God had answered all my prayers, I'd be married to two different men and neither one would be you.
For instance.
And hallelujah that he didn't answer those. He did. He answered no, and that was a good thing.
I would say there's probably still 20% of the prayers, even at our advanced age, that they haven't ended in hallelujah, and they may not end in hallelujah until we get to heaven. I think that's important to remember, too.
But it is important one way or the other to keep track of those things so that you can see God's wisdom and praise him for it. Because you can lose track. Life has a lot of parts.
Yeah, that is spirituality for the long run.
Thank you for joining us for this special series by Dr. Keller. Our prayer is that these meditations on God's Word will remind you of God's sovereignty and shine light on the hope we have in Christ in every circumstance, because the gospel changes everything. If you found today's meditation encouraging, please share it with a friend to encourage them as well. And to find more resources by Dr. Keller or to make a gift, visit gospelandlife.com. Thanks again for listening to Gospel and Life.